It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be here with you to help get you over the hump. Yeah, we're going to move from Wednesday and get just a little closer to Thursday. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Bodger. And we've been able to discuss a lot so far in this show already, okay? First of all, the New York Knicks, just what an embarrassment. They're being turned down left and right, trying to talk to every coach all over the league. The Knicks look like a damn mess. And they're being rejected. It's sad. Hey, thank you so much to Tomer Azarli for coming through and joining us from Clutch Points. Having a chat about everything going on. He is live in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the NBA Finals Game 3 is going to be underway in about 30 to 40 minutes. We heard from Bill Belichick. He's like, my girlfriend has nothing to do with the football program. Okay, Bill, we get it. Hey, we heard from Nick Chubb, no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. Nick Chubb is now a Houston Texan. Angel Reese, her teammates are coming to her defense. I guess Angel Reese is facing too much criticism for what? Missing layups and being a fashion model? I have no idea. And here, we have so much more to get into. Of course, every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today will be no different. We're minutes away from sharing a new top six list, looking at some of the biggest cheapskates in the world of sports. I'm specifically referring to the owners. Those are the guys who are spending. They got the big bucks. They got billions. And let's just say a lot of these owners didn't become billionaires because they're spending. And some of them became billionaires because they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. But anyway, I'll give you that top six list in a matter of minutes. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, all you have to do is go ahead and hit rewind. Thank you for listening live on your local affiliate. I don't know where you live. Maybe you're in Baltimore. Maybe you're in Buffalo. Maybe you're in Los Angeles. Maybe you're in San Diego. Shout outs to Vancouver. My people in Toronto, Canada, people in Maine, in Portland, all the Portlands all over the place, okay? Thank you for listening live. If you got SiriusXM, you got some money, or you know how to steal, or maybe you know how to utilize that free promo they always do. SiriusXM, the channel is 375, and if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. What a day. Waiting on this basketball game. You could be in Indiana. You could be in Indianapolis. Just hoping to see if the Pacers are going to really fight back and punch back. You know, the arena is going to be jumping. Fans are going to be having fun. They're going to be loud and screaming. Let's see if it translates into a victory or whether or not the Pacers are going to be chasing the Oklahoma City Thunder like they have in the first two games. So, once they get underway, we will definitely keep you up to date on everything going on. And speaking of Indianapolis, we even talked about Anthony Richardson getting checked out in Los Angeles because of his busted up shoulder. It's tough. Sports world is tough. You playing, you get a lot of money, a lot of eyeballs on you, a lot of attention, a lot of expectations. We just went through this with Angel Reese. Angel Reese, you know she's making more money in marketing. Probably, I don't want to say tenfold, but she's making a lot more money marketing than she is actually playing basketball. And you know, her teammate, Arielle Atkins, said that her crown is heavy. Like, she has these, I guess, the expectations of the world on her shoulders. I'm like, I don't know if it's that crazy. But when you start making a lot of money, there's some big expectations from you as an athlete. And we know the people who pay the athletes, the owners, they got expectations too, that at least you can show up to work, you can get the job done. But just because they're writing the checks doesn't mean that they even know what the hell they're doing. We got owners in the world of sports that can be critical of the players, be critical of the fans, be critical of the media. Hello, James Dolan of the New York Knicks. And they don't have a clue what the hell is going on. We got owners in the world of sports who do have a clue and still do not care. Because they're rich. I can't say what Dave Chappelle said in his skit, but yeah, they're rich. They don't care. And this is also an interesting time on the sports calendar. Because as we started NFL OTAs, mandatory, we got players who are saying, I'm not showing up to work until I get paid. I know what I'm worth. I know how much money is available. Pay me. And then we have NFL owners and general managers. They don't want to set a precedent. They want to keep the money low. But of course, hey, they operate in a collective bargaining agreement. They have CBAs. They have a working relationship with the union. They got to pay up. And still with that, we still have some owners that refuse. They do the bare minimum. Valuations for team franchises don't do anything but go up and up and up. You can own a team. Your team could suck. And you could still make money. You could still be a pain in the ass for the people that work for you. You could still be cheap. We've seen a lot of that just this week alone. And so for today, this Wednesday, as I do every Wednesday, I've been doing it on YouTube for I don't even know how many years. It's time for a new top six list. And tonight, we're taking a look at some of the biggest cheapskate owners in sports. These are some penny pitchers.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're talking about some of the biggest cheapskate owners in the world of sports today. What owner refuses to unlock the vault? What owner refuses to dig in the bag? What owner? Which owners are just modern day Scrooge McDucks? I'm going to tell you about it right now. And we're going to start off with this number right here because it's a top six list.
Number six.
We got to go to Tampa Bay. Yeah, we have to look at the Rays. Yeah, I'm not talking about the Lightning. Come on now. I'm not talking about the Glazers. I'm talking about the Rays with their owner, Stuart Sternberg. First of all, the Rays are basically still a child when it comes to organizations. They're finally maturing. The Rays have only been around since 1998. Unfortunately for the Rays, I still want to call them the Devil Rays. Sometimes I do. Man, the majority of their history, they have sucked. They have played in St. Petersburg outside of Tampa. Nobody wants to drive out there. They play in a dungeon. They have to play inside, but there's no light because of all the rain and water that comes across Florida. It's a bad situation. But ultimately, even when they've had a little bit of success, they can't invest money back into the team. And this is why I have them here at number six. It's not that they play in Tampa. It's not that they play in a crap stadium that, by the way, they can't play in right now because Hurricane Milton blew it to shreds. They're trying to go somewhere else. They can't. But historically, Stuart Sternberg hasn't reinvested into the team. And apparently, he hasn't always been honest with his minority partners as well. It's a sad, sad situation because, well, just a couple of years ago, ABC8 down in Tampa had a whole story about how his minority partners were suing him because he was being a jerk. Listen to this.
The Rays are poised to win 12 straight games, tying a team record. But new court documents signal the franchise has been anything but a home run for some minority owners.
The conduct they're alleging, if it's true, is troublesome.
Five minority owners are suing Stu Sternberg, the team's principal owner. The lawsuit states Sternberg engaged in a, quote, relentless scheme to squeeze out the limited partners and usurp partnership opportunities. Neither the Rays nor Sternberg have commented on the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. And you want to know what happened? They settled. I'm sorry. But if I did nothing wrong, I'm not settling. Okay? I mean, Deshaun Watson had to settle because he wanted to play football and make his issues, his legal issues, go away. If you telling me I'm robbing you, excuse, I'm not settling nothing just to make it go away. I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And the Rays, man, right now they're playing in the Yankees' home. Next year, they'll go home. And they'll probably be playing in front of another, I don't know, 8,000 people in a place that holds 45. The Rays, you want to talk about being cheap? Yeah, they're cheap, and apparently their owner is also, well, allegedly, a crook. Hey, I got the Tampa Bay Rays and Stuart Sternberg here. He's number six on my list when it comes down to being a cheapskate owner. He's number six. What's next?
Number five.
Oh, man, this one really hurts my heart. It really does. Because they're cheap in a different type of way. They're old school cheap. They're plastic on grandma's cushions cheap. They're successful, but they're cheap. It hurts. It's the Rooney family. I'm sorry. I got to put the Rooneys on here. Look, I know about the Steelers. I think we all do. We know about their success. The Steelers just do things a little different. They're not going to have any flashy, free agent signings. Like, for them to even get Aaron Rodgers is a big deal. They got this guy on the back end of his career. I mean, when we got to talk about signing James Harrison off the street or picking up James Farrier from the Jets or getting Kevin Green, like, that's nice. But those are the biggest free agent acquisitions. This team is like, we're going to draft you. We're going to play defense, and we're going to punch you in the mouth, which I appreciate. But the Steelers, they're cheap. But I will tell you this, and so I got to give the Rooneys credit. They might be a little cheap on a football field. Let's draft everybody. Let's not pay outside guys. But when it comes to the community, the Rooney family, they've been the cream of the crop. And you can walk around the streets in Pittsburgh, and you can tell. Hey, listen to this from WTAE Pittsburgh.
People of Pittsburgh praise Daniel M. Rooney and his entire family. Rooney helped anyone, anywhere, in any way.
He cared about people very genuinely.
Rooney contributed to endless community organizations, the Mentoring Partnership of Southwestern PA, the Extra Mile Education Foundation, and the United Way. Way more than those three found a special place in his heart.
We called them Titans of Philanthropy, and it was really to honor a lifetime of caring about others and giving back.
Look, you can't not anybody that's doing great things for the community. Yeah, the Steelers might be a little cheap when it comes to writing them checks. Go ahead and ask TJ Watt. Go ahead and ask him. Ask him about his deal. He's trying to get paid. He's like, I'm not showing up to work. But the Rooney family, they have done a tremendous job. They put a lot of cash out when it comes to the city. In Pittsburgh. So I got to show them love on that regard. I got them five on my list of cheapskates in the world of sports. I got the Rooney family at five. Who could I possibly have next?
Number four.
At number four. Wow, wow, wow. We got to stay in the city of Pittsburgh. Oh, this guy, I don't have anything nice to say about this man. He's been the Pirates owner since 1996. This man has blamed the fans for his lack of just spending any type of money. He's like, hey, if the fans showed up and they actually spent some money and bought some tickets, I'd invest it into the team. Well, when this team was good, he lied. He didn't. Man, even the mayor tried to get this guy removed as owner of the franchise. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates owner. His name is Bob Nutting. I want you to hear this. This is from about 7 to 8 years ago. This is from CBS Pittsburgh. There was an entire report that came out. There was a survey about some of the worst owners in Major League Baseball. Who do you think is on the list? And then some of the other names don't even own their teams anymore. Listen to this.
The new poll out there for baseball fans, and it is produced by Fangraphs, the subject, the best and worst owners in MLB. And according to this survey, Pirate owner Bob Nutting was fourth worst owner overall. He was tied with the Orioles, Peter Angelos, and ahead of the owners of the Marlins, who just bought that team, and co-owners of the New York Mets. So on a scale of 1 to 5, they earned a 2.
Yeah, the Orioles have new ownership by now. The Marlins, we'll get into them maybe in a little bit. And the New York Mets, they got Steve Cohen. And Bob Nutting is the last terrible owner standing. Possibly. I've never heard an owner blame the fans for not spending money. And Bob Nutting is one of a kind. Maybe he needs to go back and sell some more some newspapers. You know what? I got Bob Nutting number 4 on my list. Top 6 cheapskate owners in the world of sports. If Bob Nutting is 4, what's next?
Number 3.
Oh, I guess we will talk about this other guy. Hey, it is the new owner that you just heard about of the Marlins. It is Bruce Sherman. Now, granted, before he bought the team in 2017, the Marlins had a history of winning big, and then selling everybody off. He said, this is a team, unfortunately, that has stunk. They play in a giant trash can in Miami. They can't get anybody to show up. A few years ago, when he bought the team, Bruce Sherman did, he brought in Derek Jeter to be the CEO. Derek Jeter had an ownership stake in the team. Eventually, Derek Jeter even said, I'm not sticking around here with this guy, because Bruce Sherman did not stick to his word about spending money to actually win. Derek Jeter, who's been winning his whole damn baseball career, said, I can't win as an executive with this cheapskate. Even Derek Jeter decided to leave. Listen to what Derek Jeter had to say about Bruce Sherman just on ESPN to Hannah Storm.
So you were in Miami for 4.5 years,
yes,
as a minority owner and CEO. So an incredible jump to the other side of baseball, to the business side. And you left in February. How did that happen, and why did that happen?
Well, I think it's just like the statement I made. You know, I think that the direction of the organization had changed, and that was not what I signed up for. And, you know, you have to believe in the direction, especially if you're going to be the forward face. You know, I just couldn't move on, and if I didn't agree with the direction that the organization was going.
Derek Jeter basically did everything we'll call Bruce Sherman a cheap you-know-what. There's no other interpretation for that. We know the Marlins are cheap. They need to get rid of all baseball in Florida. Sorry about that. Spring training and that's it. Don't need no Major League Baseball teams out there. Hey, I got Bruce Sherman, number 3 on my list. We're talking about some of the biggest cheapskate owners in sports. If he's 3, who's at this number?
Number 2.
Man, this guy, he is cheap. He's cheap. He's a liar. He bled his baseball team out of his city to take it to another city. He has his current team sleeping on a couch somewhere in Sacramento right now. It's that terrible owner, John Fisher, of the Athletics. Can't even call them Oakland Athletics anymore. They're just the A's right now hanging up in Sacramento before they go to Las Vegas. He bled the team out of Oakland, played political games, just so he can crisscross and just go to Vegas and just have a cash cow. Now, I get it. Great from a business perspective. Awful. Awful for the fans. Terrible. This is one of the worst sports stories in recent memory. We could talk about teams moving and leaving in the middle of the night. I'm sorry to my people in Baltimore and Cleveland. But anyway, you want to hear how bad this guy is? Take a listen to somebody who at one point in time played for him. Relief pitcher, now retired, Trevor May, at one point in time, played for John Fisher, played for the A's, coming out of the bullpen. Well, right now he's always on Zoom and podcasts. Damn it, we had him here on this show. But man, when the team was getting ready to move, let's just say Trevor May didn't have positive words for John Fisher.
Now that it's official, to the A's organization and every single person part of it, I love all of you. Every single one of you, except for one guy. We all know who that guy is. Sell the team, dude. I tried to get a sell shirt. It didn't get here fast enough. Sell it, man. Let someone who actually like takes pride in the things they own something. There's actually people who give a shit about the game. Let them do it. Take mommy and daddy's money somewhere else, dork. And also, if you're gonna just be a greedy, own it. There's nothing weaker than being afraid of cameras. So that's one thing I really struggled with this year, was not just eviscerating that guy.
Ooh, yeah, greedy and cheap. What a terrible, terrible combination. Oh yeah, John Fisher's another rich guy. His family, well, they own the Gap. Yeah, go get yourself some jeans, okay? Yeah, it'll help him out too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is a top six list. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you who I have at number one on the list. You want to talk about the biggest cheapskate in sports right now, the biggest cheapskate owner? I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am sharing with you a new top six list. This is an interesting time of the sports calendar, sports year. We get a lot of unhappy athletes, especially in the NFL, and they primarily are not happy because of their financial situations. And it's not so much that they're broke. Maybe they are. You'd be surprised how many professional athletes really live check to check. But as an overall, they may not be happy with their current contract situation. And in the world of sports, what do? You don't show up to work because you want your cash. Now, there are also some owners that in a lot of cases, they operate different than their contemporaries. Not everybody is spending like the Dodgers or the Yankees. Not everybody's cutting the check. I mean, a team like the Lakers, they're run like a mom and pop. They will write a check. They want stars. The New York Knicks, for as dumb and ridiculously stupid that the New York Knicks are, the New York Knicks, nobody can ever deny the fact that Dolan spends money. How about this? A team like the New York Mets, historically under the Wilpons, big old cheapskates. Nobody will call them cheap after Steve Cohen took over and is bringing over stars like Lindor and Soto. We got some owners that just won't spend. So in a few minutes, a few seconds, I'm going to share with you who the biggest cheapskate owner in sports is today. Here's a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Stuart Sternberg. This man is the owner of the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I know people don't show up and watch the Tampa Bay Rays. They play on the other side. They play outside of Tampa in St. Petersburg. But Stuart Sternberg was actually sued by some of his partners in the Rays because this man allegedly tried to make decisions, hide financial data, and push his limited partners out without them knowing. Allegedly. Oh, he ultimately settled the case. He made it go away. I got him number six on the list. You thought the Rays had issues with attendance? It looks like they got issues internally, too. And number five, this one sucked. I gave you the Rooney family. And it's not a bad thing. The Rooneys are like your grandpa. You love them. You have a good time. But then sometimes they're out there penny pinching. They will take care of you, but they're penny pinching. The Rooneys have done amazing things for the community in Pittsburgh. But when it comes to spending with the Steelers, man, if they don't draft you, they ain't paying you. And then in the case of somebody like TJ Watt, it's like, hey, we drafted you, but we're going to make you wait before we go out and pay you. Great for the community, Now, they're going to make you wait to pay you if they draft you. And before I gave you Bob Nutting of the Pittsburgh Pirates, this man blamed the fans and said, the fans don't show up, so I'm not going to spend money. And when the fans actually showed up for some successful seasons, he didn't spend money. Bob Nutting, one of the biggest cheapskates in sports. And number three, I gave you Florida Marlins owner Bruce Sherman. This guy is so cheap that even Derek Jeter said, I'm not sticking around here. You think I'm being associated with this crap? You're not spending the money, I'm gone. And number two, this guy isn't just cheap, he's also greedy. And he's a liar. I mean, this guy bled out an entire city, a franchise in the city, just to take it to Sin City. I'm talking about John Fisher, the owner of the A's of Sacramento, which they don't want to acknowledge right now. And so if John Fisher, the liar, the greedy man, the cheater, the guy who won't talk to the fans, the guy who just ripped the team away from Oakland, if he's number two on my list of being a cheapskate, who could possibly be at this number?
Number one.
Oh, it's simple. It's the man who inspired this list. It's Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy took over following his dad's passing in 1991. People call the Bengals the Bungles. I mean, from 91 to 2020, they didn't know what a playoff victory was. God bless them. They fell into Joe Burrow coming out of LSU. Joe Burrow helps take him to a Super Bowl. Hopefully he doesn't have the career that Marino had. I took him to the mountaintop. I could never win and never went back. But these horror stories about the Bengals have persisted. I mean, we heard Shamar Stewart yesterday. Rookie salaries are basically all slotted up. They're just minor details when it comes down to bonuses and payouts that you have to just haggle over. Well, why are the Bengals haggling over a guy that they want to be on their team replacing Sam Hubbard? And I mean, you got a rookie who's never played a snap, who decided to disparage them yesterday because of how he's being treated, Shamar Stewart, and then also Trey Hendrickson. It's awful. Take a listen to what he had to say yesterday.
We all agree Trey will be right? But technically he's still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17.5 sacks in two years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
Man, I don't know if you want to take a dump on the people out of getting ready to pay your salary. You've never been paid yet, but it's bad. You know it's bad when the guy you just drafted is already saying, man, this place, this how they do business here, it sucks. And this is a rookie. Remember TJ Houshmandzadeh, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals? I remember a couple years ago, he was sitting around on Fox. He was talking to Colin Cowherd, and he basically told a story about how he showed up as a rookie. At least he got paid. He just didn't have nothing to drink, nothing for free. Listen.
The Bengals didn't have water or Gatorade when you broke into the league. What did they have?
I don't even remember. We didn't have bottled water or Gatorade, and it was crazy because when we first got it, guys would be taking backpacks full of Gatorade home. And every day. Absurd.
You were like in the water boy, like the literal movie, the water boy locker room with the bad water.
The year before I got there, Willie Anderson was telling me they didn't even have jock straps. They would get a bunch of used jock straps, throw them in the middle of the locker room and say, here you go.
Oh, man. Yeah, it just a jockstrap. And what reason does Houshmandzadeh have to lie? I mean, we've got recent player association surveys that say that the Cincinnati Bengals make the families wait outside in cold conditions after games, and they still have to pay for lunch throughout the course of the day. They don't feed them all three meals. Man, I think you invest in money into these guys, you'd want to feed them something good. But I guess from the Bengals' perspective, they're just like, damn it, we pay you enough. Buy your own food. Figure out your own health and fitness. Hey, you want to talk about the biggest cheapskate in the world of sports today? I have Mike Brown here at number one on the List. Hey, how about this? The phone lines are open, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, there are more than six cheapskate owners. Of course, there's more than six. When I say cheapskate, when I say cheap, what owner in the world of sports comes to mind? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We have more to get into as well, as we are now minutes away from tip-off in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. To get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, here he is with a news flash. It's Chris LaPresti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Use your brain. Use your noggin. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, game one in Indianapolis. Game three of the NBA Finals is underway in Indiana. Right now, to start things off, a hot start. Oklahoma City, they lead 10-4 already. They've only played about 3 minutes of the game. And the Pacers are playing catch up and the game just started. We'll keep you up to date as the evening continues on. I just gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the cheapest owners. We're talking big time cheapskates in the world of sports. 888-710-4ISN is the number. At number six, I gave you Stuart Sternberg. This man owns the Tampa Bay Rays. He was sued by his ownership group. His co-owners, the minority owners, were suing him, allegedly for being sneaky. At number five, I gave you the Rooney family. Yeah, the owner of the Steelers. They spend a lot of money outside the community in the philanthropy space, but when it comes to the Steelers free agency, you can pretty much go ahead and throw that out the window. They will draft and develop you so you can punch somebody in the face, but they will not pay you. Ask TJ Watt. At number four, I gave you Bob Nutting. It sucks for Pittsburgh. They got a couple of cheap owners. Well, Bob Nutting isn't just he's cheap. He's bad. Like every year, he's voted one of the worst owners, and he will blame the fans for not showing up and spending money. And when they do, he still doesn't spend cash. And number three, I gave you Bruce Sherman, the owner of the Florida Marlins. They play in that gigantic, shiny garbage can outside of Miami, Florida. Bruce Sherman is so cheap that Derek Jeter gave up his ownership stake and said, "I quit," rather than work for this man. He did this after 4 years. Jeter said, "I'm not doing this crap." And number two, I gave you John Fisher. He's cheap and greedy. He bled the Oakland A's out of Oakland, has them sleeping on a park bench in Sacramento before he moves them to a shiny park bench on the Las Vegas Strip, former home of the Tropicana. And then I told you the biggest cheapskate in sports is Mike Brown. That's number one. If you want all the fancy audio and explanations, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's real simple. When I say cheap owner, when I say cheapskate, spendthrift, who comes to your mind? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Alan is here from Toronto. I love Toronto. I love Canada. I love Alan, too. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, what's up?
No Words Corporation. They have a long
Hold on a second, Alan. You said the Wirtz?
Yeah, the Wirtz. Oh, W-I-R-T-Z.
The Blackhawks from the Black. Okay. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
They come from a long line of penny pinchers owners. First was Arthur, then Bill. They used to call him Dollar Bill, and then Rocky. Rocky just passed away about 2 years ago, and now Danny. Yeah. Danny is taking over. Danny is the chairman and the CEO. And they have not made the playoffs for 5 years. Since 2015, the last time they won the Stanley Cup, they made the playoffs three times, eliminated in each one. And they're still drawing well over 21,000 to the United Center.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, isn't this, I mean, even with the, this is now the grandson that runs the team now, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, Danny is the grandson.
Yeah, he's just been there. Can we give him the break? We got to talk about his old dead grandpappy. I mean, can we give him a break?
Sure, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, give the guy a chance. I know, yeah.
Okay.
Rocky just passed away. All three of them are gone.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to give him a chance, Alan. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Rough crowd here. He's like, he got to pay for the sins of his family? Ouch. I mean,
I know, yeah, they go way, way back.
For all of that, I would, and I can't do it. Can you, if I did this list a couple of years ago, I could have easily, like some of the teams I mentioned, I could have had the New York Mets on this list, but the Wilpons are gone. You know, I could have had the Ford family on this list, but you look at the success that the Lions have had, and they've been spending money, you know, to keep their talent. So, I mean, things change, Alan. You gotta be nice, Alan. Gotta be nice.
And Donald Sterling, he's still alive. He's 92, but I don't think he has anything to do with their.
They got him the hell up on out of there. It's now Mr. Microsoft, Steve Ballmer now, okay?
Yeah, but he was the cheapest of the cheap.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was also a racist. I don't know which one is worse, but I think I have an idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
great
I went to the Indianapolis 500 this weekend.
Oh, did you? I was going to ask you. I was like, Alan, it's warm outside. What the hell are you still doing in Canada? Why you haven't come to the States? You had a good time?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just there, and they have 320,000 there, and I was walking all around there. I don't know anything. I don't know the first thing about race cars, but was there just because of the experience. It was on my bucket list, and I'm crossing it off my bucket list now.
Well, did you get a chance to go by and through the garages?
Yeah, I went there. Oh, yeah. And I talked to some of the drivers. Oh, yeah. I was there.
Those things are like spaceships, okay? It's one thing to watch it on television. When you get a chance to hang out with the people who maintain and take care of the cars, the tire guys, those things are spaceships, man. Those expensive pieces of equipment, Alan. Did you plan on going back, or once was enough?
Not to Indianapolis. I'm going to go next year. I'm going to go to the what do you call it? In New York State.
New York State? Not Long Island, right? No?
Yeah, Long Island. Yeah, I just forget the name of the... there's the Kentucky Derby, and then there's the Preakness, and then the other... The Belmont. Yeah. I'm going to the Belmont next year.
Okay. I guess
the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and I want to go to the Belmont. That's on my bucket list, too.
So. I was going
to
say there's better trips than Long Island, but if you're going to go see the horse race and knock yourself out, okay.
Yeah, they were in Sarasota this year, and I didn't want to go to Sarasota, so...
Oh, listen, I get it. You drive everywhere, Alan. You drove to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I drove there, yep. Yeah. I wanted to see the Pacers, but the tickets are just out of this world. You can't get in for under $700.
Listen, man, you drive to America enough, I think you can afford it. Hey, Alan, let me know when you come back to Atlanta, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to give you a shot.
I'm not hard to find. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, JR. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course. And that's a sports-loving man. He's like, I'm going to drive to America to watch all of America's sports. I love him.
I don't want to break his heart, though. The Belmont might not be back in Long Island until 2027.
Why? Because they're going to fix up. They're fixing up the track, right?
It's been under construction for 2 years now, I think. So it's been upstate, the race. So.
Hey, well, he can go back to Baltimore. He can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Michael is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michael?
What's going on, JR? First time caller.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
As a Bengals fan, I'm appalled that you use Michael Brown. He is horrible, but being as though I'm from Western Pennsylvania, the Pirates ownership is the worst.
We didn't say worst ownership. We said cheap.
Okay, they're not cheap. How many first-round draft picks have they had that they've re-signed, that they don't trade off?
I had Bob Nutting at number 4 on the list.
Okay, well, I didn't catch that. I was into the car.
Oh, so you why didn't you heard number 1 and didn't care to ask about the other people on the list? Come on.
Were you going to run them off for me?
I ran them off already. It's the Odyssey app. You can
hear. Got into the car like around number 4.
He was number 4. Well, anyway, Michael, next time you can ask and say, hey, JR, did you mention Bob Nutting? You don't got to whoop my ass on the radio because you didn't hear it, Mike. Come on.
I'm just saying, as a lifelong Bengals fan, there are worse owners. Can we go with the Cincinnati Reds? When I think as of last year, Ken Griffey Jr. was the second or third highest payer on their payroll.
You want to talk about the Reds?
I mean, that's pretty cheap. I'm just saying, if we're naming cheap ownership groups, you got to throw them in there.
Well, Michael, what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to hit rewind on the Odyssey app and listen to all six teams that I mentioned. And you will also hear me say it's impossible to name only six cheap team owners because there's more than six, Michael. I appreciate you for bringing up another.
Who did you have at number one?
Oh, my goodness. Did you just – hold on a second. No, don't go nowhere, Michael. Hold on. Oh, my God. I got to – hold on. Here we go.
Oh my goodness.
Michael, you're on hold. We can't hear you, Michael. Why are you yelling? Hold on, Michael. Michael, why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. I'm just a loud talker.
Oh, my.
I'm not yelling. I'm just saying, like.
I've heard that before. Michael, hold on. We got to go to break. Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I love this. Hey, Michael, hang out for a little while. And you got a great phone. Why are you loud talking for? We can hear you. We can control your volume too, Michael. Don't make us turn you down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you an update on this basketball game, and we'll talk about more cheapskates. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.